Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless his righteous name. Hallelujah, you have done great things, so many great things to which we are grateful to you, Father. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Everywhere we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, short of your praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to confess the things that we did that we should not have done, the things that we did not do that we should have done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory be to God. God, we ask for your forgiveness even right now. Father God, hallelujah, for you said that if we would confess and forsake our sins, Father God, that you would have mercy on us. Father God, so here we are this morning, Father God, beginning our day with you, embracing the gifts of this brand new day, loving you for it, thanking you for it, appreciative, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, and now we surrender the day back over unto you, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, by faith, we say thank you, Father. This is a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great. And your name is so greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for your faithfulness unto us. Father God, from everlasting to everlasting, from generation to generation, we thank you, Father, for being good to us, even when we're not all that good to you. Oh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for new mercies we see. Oh, Father, one more day to draw closer to you. One more day to work in your vineyard. One more day to pray. One more day, Father, to fast. One more day, Father God, to seek you with our whole hearts. One more day to love. One more day to serve. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for your goodness that brought us into this new day. Oh, Father God, we didn't have to make it. God, there was no guarantee that we was going to make it. Millions of people, Father, died on yesterday. Millions, babies, Father God, being aborted. Babies being left at home in the crib while the mother's on vacation, Father God. Children, Father God, dying in fires, Father God, teenagers committing suicide, adults, Father God, in the wrong place at the wrong time, and Father God, people dying just because of death inevitable. We don't need a reason to die, Father. We can just die, Father God, and they can examine us and not find the cause of death
We don't need a reason to die. But Father God, you did not allow us to die, Father, but you allowed us to live. And we're living for a purpose. We're living for a purpose to do your will. We're listening, God. Speak to our hearts, Father God, and help us to obey. Help us to obey you when you speak, Father, when you're leading us, when you're guiding us, when you're directing us, when you're instructing us. Help us not to be hard-headed. Help us not to be stubborn. Help us not to be rebellious. Help us not to be full of pride. Help us not to be fools. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to walk in conceit and arrogance, Father God, like we are somebody. And Father God, when the truth of the matter is we are nobody. We are nobody, Father God, but only who you are making us, Father God. We are finite people, Father God. We are perishable, Father God. We have a beginning and an end, Father God. By your beauty and your majesty, you allowed us to appear on planet Earth, Father God. It was your magic, so to speak. It was your power, Father. And the same way we came into this earth, Father God, from nowhere, we're going to leave this earth, but we're going to go somewhere. We're going to go somewhere, Father. And Father God, we want that somewhere to be in your presence, in your courts, Father God. Hallelujah. Life has two roads, Father. Help us to walk on the right road, Father God, doing the right thing, Father God. Hallelujah. Walking in the Spirit, loving, walking in love. Oh, walking in faith, oh, walking in power, oh, walking in obedience. Father God, help us. Help us to do better than we did yesterday, God. Yesterday, we made some mistakes on yesterday, Father. We did some things we shouldn't have did on yesterday, Father. Yesterday, God, there were some things you told us to do. We still didn't do it, Father. We still didn't do it, like stubborn children and thinking that we have the upper hand. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for giving us one more day. One more day. One more day. One more day. We don't know what tomorrow holds, Father. Father, none of us can guarantee that we're going to be here tomorrow. We can put our life on it. We can put everything on it. We can bet on it. Father God, there is no guarantee that we're going to be here tomorrow on this side. But Father God, we want to say thank you. Father God, because of the blood of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Father God, that regardless of what tomorrow brings, Father God, we're going to be with you. We're going to be with you on this side or the other side. And like our brother Paul said, Father, he didn't know if he wanted to be on this side or that side. Glory be to God. He was ready to go to heaven, so he didn't care. He didn't care. Kill the body. You can't kill my soul. Glory be to God. But he knew that there was still a work for him to do on this side. Father God, the only reason you still have us on this side is because there's a work for us to do. Father God, oh God, there's something that you want us to do. There's a prayer that you want us to pray. There's some place that you want us to be, some place you want us to serve, something, somewhere, somehow, Father, that we can make a difference. Because when we show up, we bring you. We bring you, Father. Glory be to God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you shine through us. Your light shines through us. Your glory shines through us. And we say thank you for using us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. When we was lost and turned out, lost and turned. I didn't know our way. Some of us still trying to find our way. But we thank you, Father, that Jesus made the bold announcement that he was the way. He was the way. And when we follow Jesus, we're walking in the way. We're walking in the right way. Hallelujah, the highway to heaven. When we're following Jesus, the good shepherd, our good shepherd. Oh, Father God, help us to take our eyes off the world, the glamour of the world, the gold of the world, the fleetingness of the world. Oh, Father God, help us not to be envious of other people, of Father God, and in their business. Help us to step out of other people's business, Father, and stop making excuses for being in their business, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proclaiming we just want to know how to pray. We can pray for somebody without being in their business. So, Father God, hallelujah, we need all the effort to make sure our business is straight, Father God, to make sure our house is in order, to make sure we're doing our homework and we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's, Father God. We don't want to be in other people's business and then lose, Father God, out in our position because we're not where we're supposed to be and we're not doing what you have us to do, Father God, and we're wasting time. And time is the one thing that all mankind have in common. Everybody gets 24 hours, Father, and everybody is running out of time from the day that they was born. From the day the baby came out of mama's womb, the clock started ticking towards running out of time. We don't have much time left, Father. We don't know how much it is, but we know it's not much. Compared to eternity, it's nothing, Father God. And Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, God. You can't tell us no louder. You don't have to tell us again, Father God. We don't need another sign. Jesus is coming back, and today might be the day. We always think that this is a future event. We always think of the rapture, Father God, as something 10 years, 5 years future. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said at a time when we think not, as a thief in the night, glory be to God, you're coming back for a church without a spot and without a wrinkle. You're coming back for a church that's not spotted with sin. We can't take sin into heaven, Father. Glory be to God. That's why you told us to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Turn from our wicked ways. It's time to turn. Father God, we're trying to do everything but turn. We're trying to sing but not turn. We're trying to pray without turning. We're trying to give without turning. We want to do everything, Father God, except turn towards you. Father God, you said, rend your hearts and not your garments. Glory be to God. Father God, help your people. Help your people, Father. Give us a desire to lose the taste of sin. Father God, when we get a taste of sin, Father God, we just want to keep biting. We just want to keep biting on that fruit, Father. And we put it down and we come back and we put it down and we come back when you have given us the power over sin. For Father, you said greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We bless your name on today, God. We honor you. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We praise you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. So as we go forward this day, God, we pray for the babies. We pray for the children. We pray, Father God, for all the children, those in school, those that are not in school. Father God, college students preparing for graduation. God, we pray that you would grant them mercy today. Keep them safe on public transportation. Keep them safe in the schoolhouse, going to school, coming home from school. Father God, some of them are glad to get in school because the house they live in is hell. The house they live in, Father, so much evil, so much abuse. Father God, if walls could talk, Father, children being mistreated just because hurt people. The parents are hurt. They take it out on the children. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for our senior citizens. We pray for our politicians. We pray for the president, Father, of our country, that you would keep him safe and secure, that no hurt, harm, or danger will be upon him, Father God, and that you will bless this man. You will bless him and keep him and his family, Father, and his administration in the name of Jesus. Remember our school teachers. Remember our police officers. Remember our SEPTA drivers, transportation drivers, airline pilots. Father God, remember those who pick up our trash. We treat them like trash. But if they wasn't picking up our trash, Father God, we would be smelling like trash. We thank you for these men and women, Father. Our neighbors, thank you for them. No, we don't always agree, but they're our neighbors. And we thank you, God, because it could be worse. It could be so much worse. We pray for the incarcerated, those who are guilty and those who are innocent. We pray that the innocent will be released. And we pray that the guilty will find you, find God. Remember those on death row, Father, about to be executed, Father God. We pray that their hearts will be right and ready to go, Father. Father, we have to reap the consequences of our decisions. And they made some bad decisions. Now it's time for them to pay. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, if they will just accept Jesus Christ in their hearts, everything going to be all right. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. We pray for everybody who do not know you. Every person in the universe who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we pray that you would give them the will to say yes. The will, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for those who are playing church, hypocritical, think nobody don't know, think they fooling people, and some of them are so arrogant they think they fooling you. We pray for them, Father, the lukewarm that you will spit out of your mouth. We pray that you give somebody another chance today. They won't wait to Easter. Well, we know church is going to be crowded on Easter. But, Father God, that they will make today Easter. They will make today the resurrection and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ is resurrected in their hearts as Lord and as Savior. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. God, it's a terrible thing to be sick. Oh, Father God, nobody knows what it's like to be sick until you've been sick. Father God, and then when we're well, we don't want to tell you thank you for health. Father God, people are sick. Some of them in the hospital. Some of them can't afford to go to the hospital. They're in hospice. Some of them sick and trying to go to work today. Need to be in a hospital somewhere, and they trying to go to work. But they're sick. They're sick, Father, in their bodies. mentally sick. Father, we pray for those who are mentally sick. Everybody's not demon-possessed. Some people are truly mentally ill. And we pray for these people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the doctors, Father God, the medical profession. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we act like we don't need them and all we need is Jesus. No, we need the medical profession because a lot of us would be dead right about now if you had not used these men and women. Even Jesus Christ himself traveled with a physician. He didn't curse the doctor, Father God. Jesus said, look, that these, talking to a group of people, he said, you need to go see a doctor. Jesus was talking about a physical doctor. And we need to listen to our doctors, Father, especially if we pray to you about our doctors. If we have the doctors that you gave us, then we need to listen to them, Father God. And if we're not going to listen to them, then we need to pray and ask you to send us to a doctor that we can listen to. And we say, thank you, God. And we bless you. And God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Every partner, past, present, and future. We say, thank you, God, for us and our families. The blood of Jesus Christ covering us. The mercies of God. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing in this ministry. The anointing in this ministry, Father. That everyone in this ministry is following me as I follow you, Father. And the anointing and the grace that is upon me is upon them. And we want to say thank you. And we want to bless you. And we want to magnify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for all our endeavors, Father, everything that we have on the table. Thank you, Father God, for blessing it. And thank you for bringing it about in your season. And we honor you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, bless the prayer warriors, those who serve at the altar of prayer. Bless these women, Father. Bless them. Bless their sacrifice. Bless them, God. Bless them. It takes a lot to pray, Father God, for other people when you need prayer for yourself. It takes a lot to show up and pray the days you don't feel like praying. It takes a lot to serve you, Father, when the flesh tells us to do otherwise. But we thank you, God, for honoring the sacrifice, service unto you in spirit and in truth. And we say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this and thank you for everything. Thank you for this and thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Psalms 118. Psalms 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about Yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, and he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which have showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Father God, we thank you for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. We thank you, Father God, for this morning of prayer and scripture, Father God, which is all we need, Father God. Hallelujah. Praying to you, Father God, hallelujah, our source of life and strength, Father God, and your word, which is the bread of life. Your word, which gives us the strength, Father God, to move from day to day. And we say thank you. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we are asking for traveling road mercy. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Bad news, Father God, cancel it, Father. Fires, gas explosions, home invasions, carjacking, slip and fall accidents, a food poisoning, Father God, any form of bad news, Father God, we are, hallelujah, asking you to cancel it even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, glory be to God. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you would bless us, hallelujah, at the altar of prayer on today, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless the prayer warriors as they serve in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. And we love you, and we thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, Father God, hallelujah. As we are preparing, Father, for the commemoration, Father God, of the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the resurrection thereof. Father God, we thank you for this most holy season, for this most holy season. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to be somebody different because of your power working in us and through us. In Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody, amen. Have an awesome day. A beautiful day. Hallelujah. A magnificent day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen.
Kevin, great friends. Amazing God. Amazing King. Amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God. It's an amazing King. He's an amazing everything. This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it, sing it, sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you,
that I found you.
Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Everything.
Mistakes that I made,
all the mistakes.